Good morning. This is Gemma Pepper with you on Hunter Valley today. And joining me on the line is your Upper Hunter Shire Council Mayor, Morris Collison. Good morning, Morris.
Morning, Gemma.
Now, you've put out a call for all opinions to everyone in the Upper Hunter Shire. Now, this is based off the Community Strategic Plan. And to really get those voices, you're actually going to have different meetings in different towns for this.
Yeah, that's correct. Like we got the Thursday this week at the Mary Wall School of Arts from 5 till 6. Tuesday, February the 8th at the Bowling Club at Aberdeen starting from 6. Tuesday the 15th of February at Moonan Flat at 6 o'clock. February the 17th at the Scone Chambers at 6 o'clock. February the 22nd at the Murundi Bowling Club at 6 o'clock. And 24th of February at Cassilis Community Centre, again at 6 o'clock at night. This is an opportunity for people to come along and look at the big long-term vision of the 10-year plan for council. And, of course, you can't give everything, but that's an opportunity for the public to tell us what and then try and get some budgets or some fundings to deliver.
Absolutely, because what better way than really putting the voice out for the people that the council serves. Now, on top of other things that are coming up in the Upper Hunter Shire, the Kelly Street is getting some upgrades with the funding.
Look, this is great news. Where I said Barnaby Joyce released that last week and the additional $8 million for the upgrade of Kelly Street. And it's important to know this has been going on for quite a few years since the construction of the bypass. So, yeah, we've just been, as we promised, we'd keep fighting for federal government and state government to get up to the money we need to do it and do it properly. But it has been going on for a long time, but, I mean, I'm a great believer in getting all the money sourced and then do the whole thing at once. Great news.
Absolutely. It is so exciting, and I'm sure everyone was cheering as of last Friday when that important visit was made. Now, there is some exciting news coming to our ears. You've made the decision for the Warbirds show to go ahead at the airport. Now, it's soldiering on, so what can people expect from this?
Look, yes, it's something that the council staff have worked very hard on over the last few weeks with COVID, but we can manage that with the 2 days, and we're gonna move on now with this. We're gonna try and promote it very well. I won't give too many secrets away yet, but we're gonna have some very, very good planes visiting our shire on that date, and I recommend people jump online and don't be disappointed. Get your tickets, and it's going to be a great weekend.
Absolutely, especially for everyone that is into the aeronautical scene as well. Just finally, Morris, now the overnight rest area for caravans, that's almost near completion for all those holiday go-getters.
Yeah, this is down at Dulrose Complex. It's been happening for a while. It took a bit of resurveying, et cetera, et cetera. So it's really only need a little bit of a clean-up and a mow now, and we'll be letting people come in there as an overnight rest area with their caravans, and that will do nothing but put economy back into our little town.
Absolutely, and what better way, especially after just facing the pandemic and the like, to have all that local economy start really getting back up. Well, Morris Collison, Upper Hunter Shire Council Mayor, thank you for your time with me this morning.
Thanks, Gemma. We'll catch up next week.